We'd each been drinking out of one of the bottles, and I took my bottle with me and went over and lay flat on the hay and looked out the narrow window at the wet country. I do not know what I expected to see, but I did not see anything except the fields and the bare mulberry trees and the rain falling. I drank the wine, and it did not make me feel good. They had kept it too long, and it had gone to pieces and lost its quality and color. I watched it get dark outside. The darkness came very quickly. It would be a black night with the rain. When it was dark, there was no use watching anymore, so I went over to Piani. He was lying asleep, and I did not wake him, but sat down beside him for a while. He was a big man and slept heavily. After a while, I woke him, and we started. That was a very strange night. I do not know what I had expected. Death, perhaps, and shooting in the dark and running. But nothing happened. We waited, lying flat beyond the ditch along the main road while a German battalion passed. Then, when they were gone, we crossed the road and went on to the north. We were very close to Germans twice in the rain, but they did not see us. We got past the town to the north without seeing any Italians. Then, after a while, came on to the main channels of the retreat and walked all night toward the Tagliamento. I had not realized how gigantic the retreat was. The whole country was moving, as well as the army. We walked all night, making better time than the vehicles. My leg ached and I was tired, but we made good time. It seemed so silly for Bonello to have decided to be taken prisoner. There was no danger. We had walked through two armies without incident. If Imo had not been killed, there would never have seemed to be any danger. No one had bothered us when we were in plain sight along the railway. The killing came suddenly and unreasonably. I wondered where Bonello was. "How do you feel, Tenente?" Piani asked. We were going along the side of a road crowded with vehicles and troops. "Fine." "I am tired of this walking."
"Well, all we have to do is walk now. We don't have to worry."
"Bonello was a fool."
"He was a fool, all right."
"What will you do about him, Tenente?"
"I don't know."
"Can't you just put him down as taken prisoner?"
"I don't know."
"You see, if the war went on, they would make bad trouble for his family."
"The war won't go on," a soldier said. "We're going home. The war is over."
"Everybody's going home.
We're all going home."
"Come on, Tenente," Piani said. He wanted to get past them.
"Tenente? Who's the Tenente?" "Abbasso gli ufficiali. Down with the officers."
Piani took me by the arm.
"I better call you by your name," he said.
"They might try and make trouble. They've shot some officers."
We worked up past them. "I won't make a report that will make trouble for his family." I went on with our conversation.
"If the war is over, it makes no difference," Piani said, "but I don't believe it's over. It's too good that it should be over."
"We'll know pretty soon," I said.
"I don't believe it's over. They think it's over, but I don't believe it."
"Viva la pace!"
a soldier shouted out.
"We're going home!"
"It would be fine if we all went home," Piani said.
"Wouldn't you like to go home?"
"Yes."
"We'll never go. I don't think it's over."
"Andiamo a casa!"
a soldier shouted.
"They throw away their rifles,"
Piani said.
"They take them off and drop them down while they're marching. Then they shout."
"They ought to keep their rifles."
"They think if they throw away their rifles, they can't make them fight."